I remember my very first homily on for an Easter morning. It was some many, many years ago. And the homily basically went like this. It was seven cognitive reasons proving that Jesus rose from the dead. The homily was a complete flop. See, in my estimation, if people just understood, yes, Jesus rose from the dead, then, well, that means everything. He rose from the dead. He must be God. He rose from the dead. I must give him my life. He rose from the dead. I need to pay attention to what he has to say. I mean, it just kind of all flowed together in my mind, but we're Americans, aren't we? And we have been trained to compartmentalize our lives. So we have our work life, and we have our family life, and we have our church life, and they're all in separate little compartments. They don't necessarily intertwine. So when people realize that Jesus rose from the dead, and of course you all believe that because you're here, right? If you didn't think Jesus rose from the dead, you wouldn't be here this morning. But that doesn't necessarily affect our work life or our family life. It just kind of affects this little part of our life. And I think that's because we, as priests, have just failed you. We haven't given you good reasons to understand that this isn't just some religious thing that we do. Coming to church on Easter, saying that Jesus rose from the dead, reciting the creed. It's not just something that belongs in this compartment. It is something that sets you free in every area of your life. See, I know that for most of us, we think that these wonderful things mean that we need to make sure we go to Mass every Sunday. That's kind of like the cardinal rule of being Catholic, being in Mass every Sunday. But it is so much more than that. It is so much more than that. Now, remember what happened in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve introduced sin into the world. What did they do? They ran. They hid. They were consumed by fear and by shame. They were afraid of God. They were ashamed before God. They wanted to hide and keep themselves in secret. What did the apostles do when Jesus was crucified? They ran and they hid in fear and in shame. They were fearful of the Jews and of the Romans who might take them and crucify them. And they were ashamed that they had let their master down. They had given him up to those who sought to destroy him. But the resurrection changed all of that. Because within the resurrection, we know that we are completely set free from fear and from shame. We are set free from shame because Jesus took our shame to the cross with him. He nailed it to the cross. He marched into hell and he left it there. You know, so many times in the Psalms that we've been doing for the last week, during Holy Week, we recite Psalm 22, I am a worm and not a man. And see, so many times in our life, we feel like a worm, don't we? We let our family down, we let our bosses down, we let ourselves down, we let God down, and we feel like a worm. But Jesus took our wormness, he nailed it to the cross, he marched it into hell and left it there. We don't have to be worms anymore. And so when these feelings of shame and guilt come upon us, we need to take them to the cross, to give them to Jesus and let them be cleansed of those feelings of shame. They don't belong in us anymore. Jesus paid the price so that we don't have to live in shame anymore. And the fear that consumed Adam and Eve, the fear that consumed the apostles, Jesus rose from the dead to defeat anything that we would be afraid of. He conquered death. What else is there for us to fear? We can stand free from all fear and from all shame because of Christ's passion and resurrection. Now, what does that mean practically to us? If we live in the knowledge, in the presence of God, in the knowledge of His forgiveness, in the knowledge of His washing us from all shame, and the knowledge of us of Him setting us free from all fear, the first thing is, no one can ever manipulate you. Have you ever had anyone try to manipulate you by making you feel ashamed? Oh, if you were a good employee, you'd work 12 hours a day and only charge me for 10, right? Oh, if you were a good husband or a good wife or a good son or a good daughter, this is what you would do. Anyone try to ever manipulate you by shame? Or even the car salesman. Oh, you don't want to be seen driving around town in that hunk of junk. You want something nice and bright and new and shiny so that everybody will know how successful you are. And you can feel good about yourself if you have a nice, bright, shiny new car. Any salesman ever try to sell you that bill of goods? You can feel good about yourself because God loved you so much that He suffered His passion and rose from the dead for you and for me. We can feel good about ourselves. We can be free from shame and from fear because no one can harm us. Now today, this very morning, 160 new names have been listed in Christ's Book of Martyrs. 160 people went to church on Easter Sunday morning and were killed by bombs that had been set in their churches. But is that a bad thing for them? I mean, yes, our bodies can die, but why would we be afraid that something would die that cannot survive forever? We know these bodies are going to be left behind. In fact, we want these bodies to be left behind because guess what? When we are resurrected on the last day, we'll have a body like Jesus. We'll have a glorified body that is not limited by time and by space. We'll have a glorified body that can pass through walls. We'll have a glorified body that can be anywhere it wants to be just by the will of it. We'll have a glorified body like Jesus did after His resurrection. That's the reason we have no fear. That's the reason from the early church until today, Christians walk with joy into the face of martyrdom because they know they have nothing to fear. Our lives can become consumed and controlled by fear. By fear of perhaps losing what we perceive as someone's respect or esteem. By fear of losing something that we possess that we think, oh, I really need this thing. By fear of losing our lives. But Jesus died and rose from the dead so that we would never need be afraid and we would never need live in shame. And because of that, no one can manipulate or control us. And we can live our lives in the fulfillment of God's perfect desire and plan for us. Oh my goodness, what joy! What joy that we can live our lives in the fullness of God's presence day in and day out. And go back to like Adam and Eve were before the fall, where they would walk with God in the garden in the cool of the evening and talk about their day with God and how wonderful and beautiful that is. That is our life now. If we let go of the things of this world that entrap us and are set free from the fear and the shame to live in the freedom that Christ gives us. Jesus took our fear, Jesus took our shame, and He nailed it to the cross as He stretched out His hands on the cross, bearing the weight of sin, of separation from God, that we might be made one with God again. And then rose from the dead, and again he stretches out his arms and says, I love you this much. Live in my love and enjoy the freedom I have bought for you.